Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is show number 40. Would you believe that if you're not on the internet, if you don't have an active internet presence, you are actually more likely to get your identity stolen than if you do? I mean, this is true. This is what Kerry Kursky, you just told me. Kerry, highly sought after speaker, trainer, consultant, director of the Identity Fraud Institute at Hodges University, and you're a member of the Collier County Identity Theft Task Force right here in Florida. So with that, we are really thrilled to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, so how is it that if you're not on the internet, like a lot of you elderly people aren't, how does that make you more susceptible to identity theft?
Yeah, this is a new shift, a new change. You know, a few years ago, people would ask me about the internet, if it made them more vulnerable. And back then, it was still kind of an iffy answer. Maybe yes, maybe no, you know, user beware. But a big trend I've been seeing in the past year to 2 years is almost everything we do nowadays has internet a connection to the internet, meaning it's all digital. You know, if you set up a phone line at your house, or if you get a cell phone or credit cards or utilities, you know, your power, your cable, all of these things now give you the ability to set up online access so you can look at your statements, pay your bills, make adjustments, whatever you need to do. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not taking advantage of that, you're leaving it wide open for a criminal to do it on your behalf, because most of the time, the only thing required to set up the online account is name, address, date of birth, and social, all information that's readily available for purchase on the internet.
Really? So that's all you need? Is that you don't need account numbers or anything else to do this?
No, you would think so. And all you need, name, address, date of birth, and social. Because they know a lot of times, you know, if you're at work and you're calling and have a question about your home cable bill, you typically don't have your statement with you, so they'll use your social or your zip code or your street address as a way to verify you and look up your account. So that's why it's crucial that, you know, you need to take advantage and set up these accounts yourself, or some companies will allow you to set up a PIN or a passcode or a phrase so that when someone calls the 800 number, it's one additional piece of information that only you should know and they wouldn't be able to buy online.
Really? Yeah. Who would have ever thought that not being on the internet made you more susceptible to identity theft than being on there? So yeah, types of accounts in particular that you should really set up or at least block?
First, your bank accounts and your credit cards. I had one client about a year and a half ago, actually maybe about 2 years ago now, time flies. He had $250,000 taken out of his bank account over a period of 6 months.
Really?
And yeah, and he was one of those that was of the mindset that I'm not being on the internet because it's going to make me, you know, there's going to be a breach and my information is going to be exposed. Well, he was a private wealth management client, and he, you know, figured that everyone in that office, they all knew him. So if somebody tried to do something, it would be real easy to detect it. Well, unfortunately, he was the private wealth management client of a financial institution that had a national presence, meaning a general 800 number. Mm-hmm. The criminal called the 800 number, name, address, date of birth, and social, and said, yeah, I don't have an online account. You know, can you help me set that up? And of course, customer service, he provided all the basic information. Yeah. They went ahead and did it. They asked for an email address. They added that to the account, and they sent an email to the criminal with the rest of the steps to create it. The criminal then, once he had access to the online account, he linked it to an American Express gift card that's reloadable. Mm-hmm. So he kept taking out $5,000 at a time. And when the victim looked at his statements, he thought his family office manager was paying the American Express bill. And when she saw it, she thought he was paying the bill. But it wasn't until $30,000 started coming out at the time that they became suspicious.
Oh, that was the tip off, huh? $30,000.
That was it. Yep, that was outside the comfort zone.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Jeez. So you got to go set them up and make sure that even if you don't use them, just set them up then.
definitely. And another one that's crucial, especially for those around Social Security retirement age or currently receiving benefits, you need to contact Social Security and ask them about the MySSA or MySSA account program. Here you have two options. Either you can set up the online account, and by you setting it up, you prevent someone else from setting it up on your behalf. Your other option is to tell Social Security you want to block all electronic access. That means that you won't be able to access anything through the internet or using their automated phone system. You'll physically have to speak to a person on the phone or in person, if you want to change anything. But it's a great way to protect your benefits, because every case of Social Security fraud I've investigated in the past year and a half, every single one, they were able to get access through the MySSA program because the victim never set it up.
Every one? Really? Wow.
Yep. Every single one I trace back to MySSA as being the source of the account.
That's remarkable. I had no idea whatsoever. I tried to sign on myself, set up the account, and I'm blocked from doing it because it didn't like the identity information that I entered. And that can be a problem too, correct?
Definitely, definitely. And if it is a problem, just call the 800 number, or sometimes, you might have an administration office in your area. Call ahead, make an appointment. It is well worth the time. I always joke around and say, bring a lunch and a dinner, because you might be there all day. But most of the time, if you make an appointment, you can get in and get out pretty fast. And just take ID verifying information with you, driver's license, copies of utility bills, or copies of your mortgage, something that outside of just a driver's license proving you are you. Mm-hmm. And then, they can either set it up right there in the office online for you, or they can initiate the block.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. Who would have thought these identity thieves, they really stay up late at night looking for weaknesses and vulnerabilities. And then when they find one, they just pounce on it, and you could very well be the victim of it.
Well, and they do, and that's something that I want people to kind of shift their frame of mind when it comes to identity theft, is that these are large international organizations that are structured and run like Fortune 500 companies. They'll have a call center with hundreds of employees sitting in them, just scam after scam after scam. They have levels of employees, so they have one person that's out trying to use the credit card, then they'll have another person who, if they're trying to get access to bank account information or setting up these online accounts, if the lower-tiered person is having difficulty, they bring in the specialist who's one above him, who's that's all his job is trying to get access to these accounts. So people need to, they need to be on their toes. This is a full-time career for these criminals.
Yeah, this is their job. I mean, you get up, you go to work in the morning, and they get up and they start hacking away looking for ways to steal.
That's exactly it. No longer do we have the luxury of when, we get a collection call or something, we get something in the mail, or if our bank statement doesn't arrive, or we can't log in because it says, we entered the wrong information. No longer can we just assume that it's an error or mistake. Now we have to check it, because those could all be your first warning signs of identity theft.
Yeah, makes total sense. So what else do you do, Carrie, to prevent yourself from being a victim? I mean, now we're getting close to refund fraud, tax refund fraud season, right?
Yes, definitely. For people that live in residents of Florida, Georgia, and D.C., they are eligible. It's a pilot program that the IRS launched, allowing residents of these three areas to apply for an IP, an Identity Protection PIN number. This PIN number, it's a six-digit number that you will receive from the IRS, and that number will be placed when you file and submit your tax return, so that way the IRS knows which is your return, and any other ones that they receive with your information but without that PIN number will automatically be rejected. So it's a simple and easy way to protect yourself from tax return fraud.
Wow. So you can get a PIN number now, huh? I guess after the last breach where, what was it, the... program where mortgage banks can verify your income, they figured out how to hack that, and they got 100,000 people's tax data doing that. So they were forced to do something, huh?
Right. Well, they actually launched this program, the pilot program, before that, because Florida, Georgia, and D.C. were the hardest hitting areas for tax return fraud. But the program you're talking about is called Get a Transcript. And when I first saw this about a year ago, when I was going through helping people set up and get their PIN numbers, I saw this thing where you could go online and enter in your base information, and it would give you a copy of your prior year's transcript of your return. And I remember seeing this going, oh, this is going to be a nightmare, because there was no ID verification, nothing. All you had to do was go online and request it. And that's how a lot of criminals were able to get the information for these fraudulent returns. So they shut that Get a Transcript program down temporarily. I believe now they've relaunched it, but you have to do more ID verifying before you actually get the transcript. Or I believe the other thing they do is they'll only send it to the address of record of where the transcript, you know, the address on the transcript from the prior year. To avoid that program. So yeah, the IRS has had some blemishes these past couple years. And then this year, when they mailed out the 2015 PIN numbers, because every year they'll mail you a new one, in their mail merge system, they forgot to change the year. So 2.7 letters went out saying it was a 2014 PIN number, as opposed to a 2015 PIN number.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So if you get a PIN number and you have one that said 2014, just know that it's actually your 2015 PIN number, and go ahead and use it for this year.
Got it. All right. Makes complete sense, I guess. And hey, your book. Tell us about your book, Carrie.
Sure. The book, you know, never in a million years did I think that I would write a book. It was just something that was so far beyond what my you know, grasp of what was possible. And I started doing a lot of public speaking to warn people about the dangers of identity theft. You know, I started in about 2007, back when people thought, oh, it'll never happen to me. And the more I kept speaking, everyone kept telling me, it's too much information to remember, put it in a book. And I kept thinking, well, I don't know how to write a book. And so I went out to one of the bookstores and looked at all the books that were available for identity theft. I couldn't make heads or tails of half of the books on the shelves. So if I can't figure it out, and I know about this stuff because I help people with it, how is the average person supposed to be able to do anything with this information? So I just sat down and started writing it. And the big thing was I had to get over, you know, we all have those little voices in our heads that say, you can't do this. So I had to get over that. And I just thought, if the book helps one person, mission accomplished. And since then, I have received so many emails and phone calls and, you know, letters from people who said that after reading my book, something came in or something happened. And because of the information in the book, it protected them from becoming a victim, or they realized by going through the steps, because there's worksheets and checklists in the book, by going through them, they found out that they were a victim and had been for many years, but they were able to use the book to mitigate the problem. So, you know, that was the whole reason behind doing it.
Wow. So it's been a major success, must reading. So where can you get the book, Carrie?
You can get it at Amazon.com. You can also get it through my website, CarrieKursky.com. But the book, it talks about the different types of identity theft, and it's all the basic core content, you know. So it's not the type of thing where, you know, next week or next year it's going to have old information. It's all the basic core content. So it tells you about the different types of scams, how your information gets exposed, what are some warning signs, when you are a victim, what steps you have to take, and then also you need to know your rights. You need to know what the laws are, because I've seen these companies numerous times. They know people don't know what their rights are, and they'll take advantage of that. So by knowing what your rights are, you're going to be better armed and prepared to mitigate the problem.
Well, that makes complete sense. And just tell us your website again.
It's CarrieKursky.com.
All right. And let me spell that out, C-A-R-R-I-E, that's Carrie Kursky, K-E-R-S-K-I-E.com, and a lot of information available on that site, plus you can get the book there as well. Carrie, thanks so much for coming on the show, been a real big help. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.